I taught him how to play for Elise. Mm-hmm. So he's like, and then he gets to that, then he tries to do the all, like, grand piano style, and he, like, gets so mad. And then I'm like, just don't worry about it. Don't worry about it. And he has a little guitar, and I taught him how to play some chords on there. So he's really into music also.
Wow. And I had Alicia Kara on the show, and she told me how, you know, her younger brother, she's got a young brother like you, and he would sign autographs because he's Alicia's younger brother. So maybe you should tell your brother. You know, start signing
funny.
Some autographs.
That's
See, I'm Tina Marie's brother.
So. I bet you he would, too.
So are you going on tour, or is this a tour? I mean, you're in D.C. for a special reason, which we'll talk about, but
yes.
Are you going to be bringing your music to the masses at any time? Planning on releasing an album at any time? What's the plan?
Well, hopefully I'll go on tour. Mm-hmm. I'm kind of on, like, a little tour right now. I mean, I've been on radio tours and stuff, but, like, November has been a crazy month, and it's almost over, and I'm really sad about that. And album, kind of. I have some new singles that are coming out really soon, and I actually just premiered one at the Country Flow Festival.
Wow.
Yes.
So you're doing all the festivals.
Yeah.
Well, there's thousands and thousands of people
yeah.
out there. That must be a hoot, as they say in country.
Yeah,
That's
it was so much fun.
Well, it's a lot of fun. I can imagine you're getting a lot of exposure, and this is happening so quickly for you.
Yeah.
Keep yourself grounded.
I
Keep
will.
Your feet on the ground. Don't let this get to
yeah.
your head. Who do you like to listen to? What kind of artists are are appealing to you? And you can go beyond country. Be honest with me. It's just you
beyond
and I.
Country?
Just you and I are
well,
talking.
Let's stay in country right now.
All right, in country.
Kelsey Ballerini all the way.
Yeah.
Taylor Swift, I love her.
Mm-hmm.
She's the one that made me want to start singing. I actually went to a concert with my dad, and when she was floating above us singing You Belong With Me, I looked at my dad. I was like, that's what I want to do. And then I was like 3 years old at the time, and that's when I started singing. And it's just been a wild journey, but I love Carrie Underwood also.
Mm-hmm.
They're just all amazing, and I can't pick one.
Do you write music?
Yes, I actually started writing with Nathan Chapman, which he's like an older brother to me. He's such a nice guy, and hopefully I'll be writing with him mm-hmm. him more.
So what does a 13-year-old write about? Because let's face it, you haven't done a whole lot of living, and you know, I'm sure mom and dad are saying, I hope she's not in love, you know, hasn't, you know, so
no,
there's not a lot of, what
my
do you
dog.
Write, what do you, there you go, love of my dog, there you go, there's something that isn't covered often in a song.
Yeah, true, like, Lucky Me was written about me being so lucky of getting to do what I love every single day, and that being my first single, I wanted to help my hometown, Flint, Michigan, and these new songs, they're kind of about heartbreaks. But you could say, because I'm not about that life, no boys. But so
not yet.
You could say I might have written dog and transformed it into boy.
Right. So it's the love of someone or something
yeah.
that you love.
Or my family. Yeah.
Love of the family.
Yeah.
I like that. All right. Well, you're perfect. You just led into the next song. Since we talked about it, let's check it out. Here is Lucky Me. And this is Tegan Marie on Border Crossings.
Future's bright. I don't need to make a wish on a shooting star tonight. I get all I need, and now I'm seeing the world is calling me. Cause today I'm feeling lucky. Look at the sun and me.
It's Border Crossings. Lucky me, Tegan Marie is in our studios with us visiting Washington, D.C., and you're here for a special purpose.
Yes.
Not only to say hi to me and the throngs around the world, but you're also going to be performing something with, I guess, Smokey Robinson?
Yeah, no big deal.
Do you know who Smokey Robinson is, 13-year-old?
Yeah, I actually do.
All right, good.
I actually do.
Because there's a lot of 20-somethings that don't know who the Beatles are.
How?
I don't know, but like, they don't.
I don't believe that.
So at 13, you know Smokey. How do you know Smokey?
I mean, he's Motown, and Motown is country music.
Mm-hmm.
And I've grown up with country and Motown, and I love his music, and I am actually singing My Guy, and he actually wrote that song, and he's going to be at the Library of Congress where I'm performing tomorrow.
Wow.
So it's going to be great.
That's amazing. You know, you've been on Good Morning America, you've on the internet, you've done so many other things. Us Weekly loves you, the CMA Festival, you know, you did that. You've
it's
done other festivals.
It's been a wild journey.
it sure has. There's a lot going on for you.
Yeah.
Wow. I mean, it's amazing the pace and the demands at 13. How has your life changed?
A lot.
A lot.
But I'm getting used to it. I think I'm already used to it. I mean, it hasn't been much of a change just because I love music so much, and this is what I want to do for the rest of my life.
Mm-hmm. And what do you think you enjoy the most about this right now? Because it's still early.
Gosh.
The writing, the performing, what is it you like?
I cannot pick at all. I mean, I love writing. I love my guitar. Love it. I actually have a hot pink sparkly guitar. Which,
whoa.
If you go
have
to
you
my
named
Facebook,
it?
I'm going to name it Daisy.
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 I like that.
Yeah.
Okay.
Just because it's from Daisy Rock.
I like that.
Yeah.
That is so cool. That is so cool. All right. Well, you know, it is great to have you in our studios, and you're going to do the thing tomorrow at the Library of Congress. Smokey Robinson will be there.
Yes.
And quite a few other celebrities. CeeLo.
Yeah.
Is coming into town, and Esperanza Spalding, Aloe Black.
Yeah.
And, of course, Tegan Marie.
Yeah.
You'll be there as well. And I know that the holidays are coming up next week, just around the corner.
Yes.
You recorded a holiday song, which we're going to play. What are you thankful for? With Thanksgiving, and you're going to sit at the table with the family and turkey, and everybody usually goes around and says what they're thankful for. And what is Tegan Marie going to tell everybody at the family dinner table?
I'm thankful for everyone that has supported me throughout this amazing journey. I'm thankful for Larry London. Yes.
What a sweetheart.
Yes, I am. I'm very thankful for Sweetie High, which made my dreams come true, Radio Disney Country, and my family.
Mm-hmm. Are you going to go back to school, do you think, after you do the online thing right now? Do you want to go to high school and do the prom and all that fun stuff that comes with high school?
Yes.
And so if people want to reach you and they want to say hi and they want to check you out, social media, I'm sure every young person's on all the social media sites. How do people find you right now?
You can find me on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter. My Snapchat is Tegan.Thomas7. And
what's the significance of that?
I know.
What is Thomas for?
Well, Thomas is actually my last name.
Okay.
And Marie is my middle name, so there's a fun fact.
There, we learned something new.
Seven is my lucky number.
It is?
Yeah.
Why? I mean, Taylor Swift's got 13. I mean, why do you have seven?
I don't know. Probably because my softball team, L-U-C-K-Y,
softball?
L-U-C-K-Y, lucky seven, make it fly, lucky seven.
Get back. Yeah. It's the coach's daughter. Get back. I coach softball.
Oh, wow.
Yes.
We'll have to play a quick game before I leave.
Yeah, right. We'll bat a few around. We have to talk. We have to talk more. All right, I'll tell you what. We're going to play a holiday song. Now, tell me the significance of the holiday song that we're going to play. What is it? How did you come up with this song? What does it mean to you?
Well, Just Another Night means so much to me. Just Another Night is about not wanting to spend the holidays without that special person or special people by your side. In that case, my family. So, and it's not even out yet, so there's another fun fact. So
wow. And this is a worldwide premiere.
First, yes.
Worldwide.
World.
Worldwide premiere.
World.
We're not limited to just one state or city. This is
world.
A global premiere. We're going global.
Universe.
So this is called Just Another Night.
Yes.
And where can people get this if they want? Same place, Amazon, and you'll make this available on?
It'll be on iTunes. You can find it on my Facebook. I'm pretty sure I'll have a
link. Are you still doing the YouTube video stuff, too?
Oh, yeah. Oh,
okay,
yeah.
So you have a YouTube page, and people can check you out on YouTube.
Yeah.
All right, and of course, Radio Disney's new country channel.
Yes.
And that's also where you can hear this song.
Yeah.
So let's check it out, and then we'll say goodbye to Tegan Marie. We're going to keep her for a couple more minutes. This is called Just Another Night on Border Crossings.
Not gonna put up a tree. Not just another night. It's just another night. Won't hear the carols sing. Won't hear the jingle bells ring. Won't wrap the boxes with strings. Won't light the fur and hang the stockings. I'll wait till May or till June or July. Oh, I'll let the year go by. I'll wait as long as you like. If you're not by my side, it's just another night.
Holidays, border crossing style, and as Tegan Marie points out to me, that is the first holiday song we've played this season. She said, is this your first one? Yes, it is.
Lucky guess.
So now the holidays are officially started, because they don't start till we say they start. So they just started now.
Definitely.
With your song, and it's a worldwide premiere, just another night. What are you going to be doing for the holidays? Probably working a little bit, I'm guessing?
Yeah, working a little bit. I am doing the Chicago Lights Parade during Thanksgiving.
Yeah. What about Christmas and all that stuff?
Oh, yeah. Christmas, I'm going to spend some quality time with my family.
Christmas big in the house, in your family?
Oh, yeah. We all go over to my grandma's. She has a huge Christmas tree, by the way. I can't.
And you want your grandma's homemade cranberry?
Cranberry salad, yep.
Cranberry salad.
She has to make me my own bowl because everyone else knows I'll eat it all.
That's it. All right. Well, you got to send me some of that.
I will.
She spent the last 10 minutes talking about grandma's cranberry salad. So you got to send me some.
Okay.
All right. Now you got me hooked.
At least send you a picture.
All right. I'll take the picture.
Okay.
Scratch and sniff. Tell me about Sweetie High. What is Sweetie High? That's a record label, or what is Sweetie High?
Yes, actually. Sweetie High is an all-girls website media company. So only girls, no offense. It's all about girl power. Again, no offense.
No, I'm with you.
Well, Sweetie High, it's all about girl power, and I joined that website when I was 7 years old, and now I'm 13, so that's crazy. Wow. I've never even, counted up the years.
Never thought about
that's
that,
crazy.
Huh? 8 years?
That's crazy. But they've just made my dreams come true, and I'm so grateful for them. So all the young girls who are chasing their biggest dream, just like me, should go join Sweetie High.
Mm-hmm. And so sweetiehigh.com, is that?
Yes.
Okay.
And that's Sweetie with a Y.
Sweetie with a Y.
Yeah.
Now, your websites, when people want to read about you and reach out to you and send you email or send you texts or tweets or whatever, where do they go?
My Facebook, Instagram, Twitter.
What are those addresses?
Yes, Tegan Marie Official. And my Twitter is Tegan Marie Music.
Okay, Tegan Marie Music or Tegan Marie Official?
Both.
Both will get you where you need to go.
Yeah.
And so you sang the national anthem for ESPN?
Yes.
So tell me about that. I mean, 13, was it echoing and was there a delay and all that stuff?
Not really. I mean, I kind of did the hold your one ear thing.
Oh, okay.
But I actually didn't have a monitor, so I was facing the abilities of the echoes, but it was such an experience. That's my second highlight, other than Good Morning America.
And where did you sing that? In what? A stadium for something?
Yes, the U.S. women's soccer team.
Wow.
Their last game before they got sent to Rio for
Fantastic.
The Olympics.
That's amazing. And so most people who sing the national anthem say, that echo, I didn't expect it. You know, the delay in the stadium.
Yeah, it's weird. It was my first time actually being in a huge stadium right in the middle. And there was actually 13,000 people. So you're kind of like, oh my gosh.
So you're working on an album.
Yes.
You know, I mean, you put out a single here and there, and you're just getting started, but the ultimate goal is obviously either an EP or an album.
Oh, yeah, you definitely. Know.
What's the title, or what are the titles you're looking at or thinking about?
Oh, that
don't look at mom, and don't look at manager.
Tell me what,
you know, in Tegan Marie's head, what are some ideas that you would say to the Disney folks and say, here's some ideas I have?
Oh, wow, that is
You haven't thought about a title?
I haven't even thought about it, actually.
Okay.
But let's come up with some
right,
together. We
I,
could we
about,
could name
I got
some.
One. I got one.
Yeah?
Tegan Marie.
Tegan
hey,
Marie.
There it is.
Oh,
there
my gosh.
Is.
Oh, my
there
gosh.
There it is. There it is.
There we go.
Doesn't
there
get
we
any
go.
Better than that.
There we go. Or Larry London and Tegan Marie. So
that's funny. Now, don't go with my name. If you want to have a good career, don't use my name. So as far as, again, the websites, we want to get that out because it's very important for people to go to your websites now. It's Tegan
yes.
Marie.
Tegan Marie Official.
Official.
For all my socials, and then Twitter is the only one that's Tegan Marie Music.
Great. So you reach out to Tegan Marie and get her music as it becomes available. And we're cheering for you. We're rooting for you. You're a pleasure
Thank
to have on the program.
Thank you so much.
And remember this interview because I'm going to ask you
oh,
back.
Yeah.
I want you to come back.
I will, definitely.
Okay.
I'll be back tomorrow.
So,
I'll just stay the night.
All right. Great. Perfect. We got a cot over there. No, you come back. You know, a lot of singers say, oh, yeah, I'll come back. And then, you know,
they don't come back.
Too busy for us.
Oh, I'll make time.
All right. Thank you.
Definitely.
What a sweetheart. Thank you very much. Congratulations on all your success.
Thank you so
much. Say hi to Smokey for us and have fun.
Definitely.
All right. This is Border Crossings on the Voice of America.
Border Crossings with Larry London on VOA 1.
We don't talk anymore. We don't talk anymore. We don't talk anymore like we used to do. We don't laugh anymore. What was all of it for? Ooh, we don't talk anymore like we used to do.
I just heard you found the one you've been looking, you've been looking for. I wish I would have known that wasn't me. Cause even after all this time, I still wonder why I can't move on just the way you did so easily. You wearing tonight, if he's holding on to you so tight the way I did before. I overdosed, should've known your love was a game. Now I can't get you out of my brain. Oh, it's such a shame. But we don't talk anymore. We don't talk anymore. We don't talk anymore like we used to do. We don't laugh anymore. What was all of it for?
You like me, there must be a good reason that you're gone. Every now and then I think you might want me to come show up at your door, but I'm just too afraid that I'll be wrong. Don't wanna know if you're looking into her eyes, if she's holding on to you so tight the way I did before. I overdosed, should've known your love was a game. Now I can't get you out of my brain. Oh, it's such a shame.
But we don't talk anymore. We don't talk anymore. We don't talk anymore like we used to do. We don't laugh anymore. What was all of it for? Ooh, we don't talk anymore like we used to do. You're wearing tonight, if he's giving it to you just right the way I did before.
I overdosed, should've known your love was a game. Now I can't get you out of my brain.
Oh, it's such
such a shame that we don't talk anymore. We don't talk anymore. We don't talk anymore like we used to do. We don't laugh anymore. What was all of it for?
Crossing Charlie Puth and Selena Gomez, We Don't Talk Anymore. That is a request for Muntaser Hafiz in Kuwait. Up next, here's a request from Siafa from Nigeria. This is Alicia Cara with Outlaws on Border Crossings.
Run, run like the devil's behind us. Run to where no one can find us. Be my accomplice to my crime. Oh, baby, run. Guilty as sin. Run, cause we know we won't win. We know together we kill time. You'll never face a judge without me. You'll never battle the gavel alone. And if they lock us away, then I'll be still here proudly waiting to kill more time. With you,
Crossings Outlaws, request from Siafa in Nigeria from Alicia Cara's collection. I want to say hello to Alfred and to Lamin Abdul Ture, who said that Tegan Marie is a genius. She's amazing, 13 years young. How much talent in such a young kid, and she's going places. Thank you very much, Tegan Marie, for being on the program today. Loved having her on. I want to say hi to Augustine, Cyan Will, Mary Buckman, Kaveh Mad. They're all listening, and let me know on Facebook. Syed Nizamul Malik is with us. Othniel Lusadani has checked in. Also, Sally Deh and Lynn Alz, Ant Nine, Orshi Tilus is tuned into the program and checked in on our Facebook. Jaish Styles, Owalu England geographer, Ian Donna, also checking in. Rhea Lorvin. Thank you, everybody, for going to Facebook.com/VOA Larry London. And we'll be back tomorrow with more music and requests. Tomorrow, Donna Summer's daughter will be on our show. Johnny Swim is the name of her band. And she will be here tomorrow, and they will perform as well. So we'll have her in the studio live. Johnny Swim, Donna Summer's daughter, right here on Border Crossings with more requests. Thank you, Wagner, our director, and Vince, as well, our executive producer. I'm Larry London. Border Crossings is heard on the VOA1 Music Network.
But you know what we need?